Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech jargon.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. Today, we're tackling a giant in the tech world, scalability patterns. Sounds daunting, doesn't it, Alex?
It might sound like it, Jamie, but with the right guide, even the tallest mountains can be climbed. Scalability patterns are essentially blueprints that help our systems grow gracefully, handling more users, more data, and more traffic without breaking a sweat.
So we're talking about making sure our tech doesn't get winded when things get busy. I get winded just thinking about exercise.
Exactly, Jamie. But instead of hitting the gym, our systems need to hit the scalability patterns. The first step in our scalability workout is understanding the difference between scaling up, which is adding more resources to an existing server, and scaling out, which means adding more servers to spread out the load.
I always mix those up. So scaling up is like buying a bigger backpack, and scaling out is like getting more backpacks. Got it.
Perfect analogy. Now, one of the core patterns we start with is load balancing, which is all about distributing incoming traffic across multiple servers. Think of it as a tech version of distributing the weight evenly in those backpacks so no one gets too heavy.
Makes sense. But how do we decide where to send the traffic? Rock, paper, scissors?
Not quite. There are smarter ways, like DNS-based load balancing or using reverse proxies like Nginx. It's like having an air traffic controller making sure every request lands safely without any server getting overwhelmed.
Air traffic controller, I like that. But what about when the data itself is a heavy lifter? I've heard caching is a big deal.
Spot on. Caching is like memory muscle. It remembers frequently accessed data, reducing the load on our databases. It can be done in various locations, from the client side in browsers to edge caches in CDNs, all the way to application and database caching.
So caching is our tech workout's protein shake, giving us that instant energy boost when we need it.
You could say that. Now, when things get too intense for real-time processing, we bring in asynchronous messaging. It's like saying, I'll get to this as soon as I can, without holding up the line.
Ah, the good old take-a-number system. Neat.
Exactly. Tools like RabbitMQ or Kafka can help with that. But as we're adding all these patterns, we mustn't forget about database sharding and event-driven architectures, splitting our data across different databases, and reacting to events in real time.
Sounds like we're hosting a tech party where everyone's invited, but in different rooms.
That's one way to put it. And speaking of parties, Netflix is a prime example of a scalability party host, leveraging microservices, distributed caching, and asynchronous patterns to keep their streaming smooth around the globe.
Netflix and scale, my favorite combo. But this all sounds complex. Are there common pitfalls we should watch out for?
Absolutely. Overcaching can lead to stale data, while underestimating the operational complexity can make scalability efforts backfire. It's all about finding the right balance and constantly testing and monitoring.
Balance. Got it. Like not toppling over when you're trying to carry all your groceries inside in one trip.
Exactly, Jamie. And as we wrap up today's episode, remember that scalability isn't just about handling growth. It's about maintaining performance and reliability no matter what.
And with the right patterns and a bit of planning, it sounds like we can all be masters of scalability. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this scalability expedition. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world here on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time, keep scaling those tech heights.